effects of premenopausal, hormone changes, or menopause care. I'm also a certified menopause practitioner by the North American Menopause Society.
That's excellent. What's also excellent is that anyone can make an appointment without a referral. Like Dr. Khanna said, the East Campus, it's conveniently located. 6555 Quince Road, right at the Kirby exit of 385. So just give them a call at 901-515-3100 to make an appointment or learn more on the web at regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Your time to get health insurance is running out, but Ambetter of Tennessee has you covered.
The last day to sign up for a health insurance plan is December 15th, so you need to sign up for Ambetter of Tennessee today.
Ambetter of Tennessee offers better coverage at a better price, and it can be yours if you sign up now.
Call 1-833-TN-BETTER. That's 1-833-TN-BETTER.
Ambetter of Tennessee is underwritten by Celtic Insurance Company. This is a solicitation for insurance.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Do you want to change the way you experience TV? Then do it with the Game Changer, the simplest, fastest, most complete way to access all your entertainment on all your screens. Xfinity X1. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
It's football season and the kids are in school. Winter season is just around the corner. Now's the time to start getting ready for colder weather. Why? Gibson Propane is offering fall savings with prices that make it easy. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Gibson Propane delivers the safest and most reliable service, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Call Gibson Propane today at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more. With exclusive offers and benefits, time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up.
Put three on the board. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
And she takes a look around.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now, and I would ask him what we're listening to, but I know what we're listening to because this one was my selection. B.B. King's Happy Birthday Blues. I was trying to find the happy birthday song that would fit that Chris Harrington might have chosen. It is Chris Harrington's birthday today. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
What birthday song is your favorite birthday song?
I don't know if I have a favorite birthday. I mean, you got the Beatles thing, which is pretty famous.
Yeah.
The Stevie Wonder thing, which is about Martin Luther King, so that's not appropriate. So I don't know. That's about all I got.
That's one. Let's play the song that Chris did. Like, we don't want to miss out on a Chris Harrington song. Let's play the actual song that Chris did offer up here. Hang on one sec. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find. Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Colorado Girl by Townes Van Zandt, about going out to Denver, which is what the Grizzlies are doing tonight.
Try to find something better than what they found on Saturday. But before we get to Saturday, let's put off that as long as we can. There was Friday when they went to New Orleans, and as you pointed out, Kyle Anderson helped lead the way. What you called his best night with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, no, I think it was pretty clearly his best game for the Grizzlies. It was a high-scoring game, obviously, at 19, but he had, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but he had some, like, it was like 19, 11, like, you know, four or five assists, and three steals, and three blocks. And I mean, he that was like your best-case scenario of Kyle Anderson as a player who sort of fills out the stat sheet. Good on both ends of the floor. Had a big steal in the fourth quarter when they were making a comeback that he took in for a bucket. Nice baseline drive late. That was the final go-ahead basket. And then he got, you know, he had Mike Conley and Garrett Temple, like, you know, celebrate, jumping on his back in the post-game interview. So that was, to me, that was the Kyle Anderson night.
You also wrote in your post-game that you have gotten to the point where you believe that it is a smart signing for the Grizzlies.
So I've been at that
right.
place. Yeah, no. I mean, yes, he's an unusual player, and they have struggled so far to fully integrate his skill set into the offense. But also, you know, 20 games or, you know, 20, 25 games into a four-year contract. The fact that he is young, healthy, versatile, and good, and they have him on a four-year contract that is, you know, at mid-level money, you know, I think was a really smart move for them. And I think is going to be better than, you know, if they had went out and signed, you know, Wayne Ellington on a one-year deal or whatever. Like, they got plenty of stopgap guys on the roster because they've done a really, really good job at finding, like, that minimum guys to fill in gaps. But you gotta also have some core pieces, and it can't just be Mike, Mark, and Jared and then a bunch of fill-in guys. And I think Kyle Anderson, they found a new, you know, not a top-tier guy, but a core piece. Certainly at least at the level that Jermichael Green has been a core piece over the last 3 or 4 years.
Right. All right, and that brings us to Saturday, where he was tasked with guarding LeBron James, at least the first person tasked with guarding LeBron James. They have played 32 times now in Memphis, the Lakers have. This was the biggest whooping that they have ever administered. There's been like a 17 and a 16 and maybe two 16s and two 15-point wins, but there hasn't been anything quite like this. And to me, I mean, you summed it up. Give us the Hubie Brown line. And because JB wasn't even mad after the game.
No, it was funny. I felt like JB and I were like on the same wavelength when that game ended. The Hubie Brown, it was at the Pyramid. You know, Hubie Brown was a coach for one full season and two part seasons. So this was either the first part season or the full season back at the Pyramid. And there's one night, and I honestly don't remember whether they won or lost. They probably lost. But it was some blowout in either direction. And Hubie Brown sat at the podium and he said, you know, in this league, there's always going to be five nights a season where you just don't have it. You're just not going to be able to win no matter what. And there's going to be five nights where everything's going great and you're going to win. And it doesn't matter what the other team does. And the season is about the other 72 games. That there are just nights during the year where it just goes, tips one way or the other. And it's just one of those nights for one of the two teams. And that the season is about, you know, the games, the competitive games, which is with him, the other 72. Like, is that true? Does that just sound good? I don't know. But I do think it's true that there are, whether it's one or five or whatever, since Portland, how good a team you are, I guess.
Right.
but I do think for any team, there are nights in the season where like things just go awry in a way that is not part of a trend and is not necessarily troubling. It is just one of those nights. And that one, to me, felt like during the game. And there are some things, I think, coming out of it to be concerned about, but those things aren't from just that game. They're sort of broader things. But to me, in that one game, it just felt like one of those nights. I mean, they just won two straight games against Western playoff teams. They came out early. They were getting good shots and missing them. They were 2 of 13 from three. And I know people get mad whenever you miss threes. But, like, they've been a good three-point shooting team this season, and they were getting open shots. Like, Garrett Temple missed, like, four open threes in, like, the first 5 minutes of the game. And it just sort of snowballed on them. And to me, it did indeed feel like that was a game where you, like, you know, you don't get mad about it. You throw away the box score and focus on the next game. And that was clearly what J.B. Bickerstaff thought.
Well, I loved your tweet. People get really mad about three-point shots when you miss them. And it's one thing if you are always missing them. Like, I get mad at I used to get mad when Jeff Green would take three-pointers because ill-advised three-pointers because they were ill-advised three-pointers. And so I would get mad. But the Garrett Temple corner three is a shot you want him to take. I almost felt like that was the game right there. Like, he had four. I think they were all corner threes, or at least three of them were.
Yeah.
And he missed them all. They were wide open. And
he's a 39% three-point shooter of the season. That is the shot you want. That's a good shot for your offense is a wide-open Garrett Temple.
I almost felt like that was it. It was the old, which people say all the time, the offense affects the defense, and I think it spilled over and everything. You know, that all of a sudden Mike's finger starts to hurt more, and you realize you're on a back-to-back, and it all comes cascading down, and it was ugly unless you were a LeBron and Lakers fan. In terms of the things that emerged from this that are consistent with longer-term concerns, what right now are on the head your list of Grizzly concerns?
Well, I think it's the health of it's sort of all season long, but right now it's the specific issues with the health of Mike Conley and Marc Gasol and the way that impacts their effectiveness. Like they're going into a game tonight where Denver is going to be missing at least three starters and maybe four starters. The Grizzlies' five starters that will play tonight have missed combined with zero games, right? But, you know, Conley, Gasol, Jaren Jackson, Holly Anderson, Garrett Temple, they've all played every single game. And so that's a huge advantage for the Grizzlies from a health standpoint, except the Grizzlies' two best players are sort of playing hurt right now, and you can see it on the floor. You know, Conley dislocated a finger. I mean, that's a situation where you would miss a game. Like, it wouldn't be a surprise if a player misses a game with a dislocated finger, right? He's just playing with it. But he's got 21 points on 6 of 24 shooting over the past two games after a long stretch of being really good. Like, that's not – I don't think that's a blip. That's not one of those nights. That is you dislocated your finger. Marc Gasol had scored 27 points three games in a row, was in a great stretch. And the last of those games, he sprained his ankle against Toronto. And as Marc Gasol does, he just kept playing on a sprained ankle. And since he sprained that ankle, and then he has some knee soreness, you know, that may or may not be related to that, since then, in five games, he's averaging 11 points on 37% shooting. I don't think it's an accident that you go from 27 points a game, three games in a row, to 11 points a game, and the change that happens coincides with spraining your ankle, right?
Right.
He just plays with it. But I think he's limited. And maybe that's a situation where he would have been better off sitting a few games and giving it more rest instead of playing on it. I don't know. But I think, you know, they've gotten good contributions from other people, not in the Laker game, but like you look at New Orleans and it's Kyle Anderson and Joakim Noah and Jamichael Green. It was like Jamichael Green the game before against the Clippers, Joakim Noah against the Clippers. Like they've gotten good contributions from other people to make up for that. But you can't. You need better Mike Conley and better Marc Gasol generally going forward. And so, you know, that would be my concern. Are those guys better off playing with these injuries, or are you going to look back and realize, oh, maybe you should arrest them a little bit more and let them heal up some?
Right. So they got Denver, then they got the Trailblazers. Is it Houston and then the Heat? The Heat and then Houston. They got
This is a stretch. That, I mean, it's not a bunch of easy games, but it looks a lot more manageable than it would have you know, at the beginning of the season. Like I said, Denver is going to be without three starters. Will Barton, Gary Harris, and Paul Millsap are all gone due to injury, and Jamal Murray, their starting guard, is questionable with an injury. They could be without four starters, and they've lost two in a row against Charlotte and Atlanta. Portland started great, started 10-3. I think they're 5-8 since. That's a team that's struggling right now. Miami, everyone thought was going to be a playoff caliber team before the season. They've been bad this year. And Houston just still, they've lost three in a row, the Rockets. They still, I mean, they're going to bring James Harden into town, so they'll have the, you know, the best player on the floor. But that's a team that has not shown signs of getting it together.
Yeah, and lost to Luka with a remarkable 11-point flourish, which, and everyone focused on the Luka part of it, as they should have, but it also did not reflect well on the Rockets. So I don't know. The Grizzlies are two up. They're still in the playoffs. They're two up out of ninth. They're 15-10. That was not fun the other night, but this is good, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're 2.5 games out of first. That's the weird thing in the West. I think maybe they're 2 games out of first. But the top 6 teams in the West are more tightly bunched than the top 2 teams in the East. Like, there's a bigger gap from 1-2 in the East than I think there is from 1-6 in the West, and the Grizzlies are in that 6. And you look around the West, and other than Golden State, which is 1-3 in a row, and now they've sort of floated back up to their where they're supposed to be at first, like, no one, it's still the Marco Polo game. Like, no one is really putting it together. And so, you know, it's still early in the season, but it gets deeper into the season every day, and they're still solidly in it.
Besides LeBron giving his shoes to a Memphis equipment person, which was a sweet little gesture, what struck you about the Lakers?
Not LeBron being great. I mean, that was sort of about it. I mean, Kyle Kuzma had a really good night for them. Obviously, they shot the ball really well. They had 19 offensive rebounds. But I think that game was more about the Grizzlies than about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I still think that Lakers team probably, you know, they could be a playoff team because LeBron can carry them there. But they probably need to change their roster if they're going to be a team that really does something in the playoffs. So there's rumors already they're trying to get Trevor Ariza out of Phoenix. So I think they see that too.
Right. Well, Chris, hope you have a happy birthday. Thank you, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yep, that is Chris Harrington. In the meantime, I did actually, I've been driving by these Christmas tree lots because I don't have mine up yet. And a lot of them are emptying out already. Like, people seem to have their trees. But let's say you're still putting yours up, and you notice some cracks in the walls of your house or the floor because you're putting the stand down. You're noticing it's sinking or sloping a little bit. This, ladies and gentlemen, could be the signs of a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, that is a serious problem, and you need to get in touch with Redeemers Group, local company serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. You've heard it. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete leveling, and waterproofing. That's basement waterproofing. That's crawl space waterproofing. The water coming in your garage, any water problems you have, give them a call, 541-8765, 541-8765. They will send an expert out to your home. No cost to you whatsoever, which is convenient during the holidays. It's not a $100 visit to be applied against the bill. No. The expert will come out to your home free of charge, size up the situation, tell you if you got a problem. If you got a problem and you want to fix it, you can mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you'll get an additional $50 off. If you don't want to proceed or you don't have a problem, it will not cost you a single penny. There is no reason not to call. 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, we're going to do a quick game, believe it or not. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? Give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad, and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Outdoors, Inc. is a family-owned and operated business offering Memphians lifetime quality and 100% customer satisfaction for 45 years. With the holidays upon us, it's time to head to Outdoors, Inc. for everything you need. 2019 Cannondale bicycles are in stock. New Patagonia, new North Face, new Arc'teryx. During the holidays, many of the top national brands are on sale. Do like I do, shop local. Outdoors, Inc. is located in East Memphis on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. Stop by one of their conveniently located stores or shop online at OutdoorsInc.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm completely sure that girl is real. So you know you're singing Sweet Caroline. Won't you confuse me like you're supposed to? And I've said what to do about you.
Upon us, you know what you should put under that tree? A laptop. Give someone a laptop. Everyone would love a laptop. You open up, like give them an Apple, or give them a Dell, or give them a Toshiba, or give them a Lenovo. Give them like something cool, shiny, fast. Change their whole year. And the place you should go to get that laptop, unless you like want to pay a whole lot more than you would than you have to, is Cooper Systems. They will set you up. They got new. They got refurbished. Pay a lot less than at a big box store and get a lot better service. Because when you walk in the door there, you'll see Lee and Lauren Cooper, who will help you. Not just some person that they hired on for the holidays for extra help. No.
Lean Galore and Cooper. They've been serving Memphis customers for more than 30 years. They're not going to try to sell you more than you need. If you just do email and a little bit of browsing on the web, they'll send you a computer that can help you do that. If you want a fancy gaming system, they honestly, they build the best ones in the city. They always make sure, whether it's a repair or it is a sale, that they have it. You boot the darn thing up. They show you how it works. If you have any questions, they answer them. If you have any questions when you get home, you call them. They'll answer them. You bring the computer back in if you have a question. They'll answer it. It's service, and it is quality, and it is savings. All of that is what you want this holiday season. So go to Cooper Systems or give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679, or stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park. All right, let's play a little quick game of Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It. Believe.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
All right, I got one for you. The right guy won the Heisman Trophy.
Believe It or Not.
I do not believe it. I still think Tua Tagovailoa was the right choice. He was the best player week one. I understand that the SEC championship game was unquestionably his worst game of the year. I'm willing to overlook it. He was playing injured. I mean, for God's sakes, he had surgery after the game. If you break it down based on statistics in which you just consider number of snaps, he had a higher percentage of touchdown plays, whether it be through his arm or through his leg, than Kyler Murray, 7.6 to about 6.2. Yards per play of total offense, based on the number of snaps, they were the exact same, roughly 6.2 yards per play. And then to me, the final tipping point is Tua played four top 25 defenses and Kyler Murray played one. I thought he was the best player from start to finish.
To me, the best argument, because the numbers were shockingly similar, even per play, which was surprising to me. Like, I actually assumed that Tua's would have been higher per play, but they weren't. Like, their numbers are pretty close in terms of productivity per play. I think the best argument for Kyler is that you should be good in your biggest games, and Tua was bad in his biggest game. And that's the best argument. I mean, did Kyler Murray have a bad game?
Nothing like that stood out. I mean,
So if you're separating, why and they are close. If you're separating, that to me would be the best argument. To me, the best argument, on the other hand, is the defenses that they played. Is where against whom did they put up those numbers?
Correct.
And so I'm not. I wouldn't be outraged either way. I wasn't going to be outraged either way. I thought Tua was going to win, but then as the week went on, it became very clear that's not the way it was going to go, and that is not the way that it ultimately went. Let me tell you this. I like Tua to win it next year.
I think that seems more than fair. And I think the other big takeaway from the Heisman Trophy, we've discussed this multiple times, but guys, gals, if you're out there and you have tweets from when you were 14, just delete everything. Delete your Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a stock, if you have something to lose, just delete it.
I have not gone through my Twitter to delete everything, to see if there's anything there. I don't think there's anything there. But again, I started Twitter. Now, mind you, there might be. There might be something insensitive. But yeah, it's, boy, that is something else. Yes. Okay.
I mean, his worst game was the Army game. And it really wasn't even that he played poorly, he being Kyler Murray. They just never had the ball. I mean, he only had 18 passes, like 18 dropbacks that game. I mean, you know, you look at it, he threw at least a touchdown in every single game statistically. I mean, you look at his QBR, his worst QBR in a game was a 76.7, and that was against Oklahoma State. He was 21 of 29 for 349, one touchdown, no picks. Like,
okay. All right, your turn.
Jeff? The Memphis-Tennessee game in 2008, the basketball game, is the best game you've ever covered.
Believe it or not.
No, I don't believe that.
it's 10 years, obviously, right? 10-year anniversary.
Indeed.
Sort of. And we have a Memphis-Tennessee game coming up. No. I mean, I don't even know what the best things I've ever covered are. I can't even remember. But no, I mean, I've covered 8 Olympics. I've covered some unbelievable Super Bowls. You know, I covered the Giants beating the Pats, catching the ball off the head. Like, that was a hell of a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
enjoyed it.
I covered the Bryce Drew game. That was an unbelievable game. Mm-hmm. Like, I've covered a lot of wonderful athletic events. So let's just narrow it down to in the city of Memphis.
Okay,
things that we've covered. And first of all, it I don't remember much about the game itself, honestly, except for Memphis lost, and it was close. And J.P. Prince was the hero. John Calipari wouldn't even say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a guy, he wouldn't even say his name. In terms of buildup, it was one of the best things I've ever covered in Memphis. There's no question about that. The only things that would compare, it's the best atmosphere for a Memphis basketball game, I think, that I have ever covered. I don't think that's true for a lot of Memphians who covered, who were in the Mid-South Coliseum and saw Memphis-Louisville, right, in those days. I've covered Memphis-Louisville games, too, and those are great, but not as memorable as the ones of yore, the days of yore. So it's right up there with the atmosphere was off the chain. Leading up to it, the two coaches hated each other. They were 1-2 at the time. It was the most watched college basketball game ever on ESPN. Justin Timberlake was in the house. It was like wild. It was wild, and all morning long, it was just crackling all over the city. Bruce Pearl was like, "Hold on, having pep rallies everywhere." I went to their pregame. UT had a thing on Beale Street, and Bruce Pearl showed up. It was crazy. But I'm affected. Let's be honest. I am, as a Memphian, I try to cover things down the middle, but I prefer it when the home team, and in this case, the home team is Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to say about Tennessee basketball, it's not the home team in that game, right? And so I prefer it if the home team wins. I do. It's better. More people like it. More people are happy. But I would say in terms of the wine, it's probably the best pregame atmosphere I've ever seen for a Memphis sporting event. I'll say that. In terms of the game, like, there's lots of Grizzly playoff games that I remember more vividly, right? Game 6 against the Clippers.
Sure.
Was a triple overtime game against Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Now that was a loss too.
Mm-hmm.
So the game itself, not the best but in terms of the build up to it, it was maybe the best. It was very close. And this will be sort of fun this year. I do like playing Tennessee. I do like playing, to a lesser extent, Ole Miss. It doesn't bring the same passion as Tennessee, I don't think. I do like playing that game, and I don't think the buildup will be anywhere near the same this year, although, like I'm told, they have just very few tickets remaining. There are some tickets remaining, but very few. It'll be a wild atmosphere. It'll be a lot of fun. The problem is right now there's a disparity in the programs, and it's just because of how long the coaching staffs have been there, right? Rick Barnes has it going on. And Rick Barnes, it's one of the – you say it's one of the – no, Jonas said it's one of the top three teams in the country. What, I mean, they're clearly a top five team, right?
I mean, I think when the next poll comes out, I think they'll probably be the number two team.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a tremendous UT team. It's a tremendous Tennessee team. And, I mean, Admiral Schofield was unbelievable the other night and hits that. Well, I mean, one he banked in, which was lucky, but then the winner was pure NBA range three. Grant Williams had fouled out with 2:30 left, down 70-68, and they still pull it out. This after they had to come down from 9 down the second half, and this after losing to Kansas in a similarly close game earlier.
UT's rolling, and Memphis feels like they're progressing, but it also feels fragile. Like you could see, like, Alex Lomax is getting better. Tyler Harris has been really good. Kevin Davenport is finding his way. Antoine Jones is starting to find his way. Isaiah Maurice is up and down, but is finding his way. But there's a difference between finding your way and having arrived. I don't think the damage. Jonah was suggesting that it is unwise to play Tennessee this early. I don't really think Penny or the players are going to be fazed by it. They're going to play a bunch of crappy teams after this, and then they got conference play, which will be pretty easy. I don't think it has any long-term impact, any shattering impact. It didn't have a shatter. They got blown out by Oklahoma State. It didn't have some shattering impact on the team. Do you? I mean, do you see? Let's say they lose by 20.
Yep.
Does it mean anything?
Nope.
You know why? James Wiseman's over there scoring 25 points a game and blocking 18 shots.
I thought the most important day of Memphis's basketball season this year was when James Wiseman was committed.
Yeah, and then the games themselves have been fun, and there's progress and whatever else. But so I think it'll be a fun day, and then I don't think Memphis. I think Memphis will likely lose by double figures. Don't you?
That seems pretty fair. I mean, the only you mentioned
what's do you know? Is there a line on it already?
Well, right now Ken Pomp's. The projection is an 82-72 win for Tennessee, so a 10-point win.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah. The only thing I remember about that game was two of my best friends in the world were on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt afterwards. Like, they were standing behind the broadcast
booth. Were you at the game?
I was not at the game. I was in California.
Okay.
And so I was standing at the ESPN zone in Anaheim. And we were at Disneyland that day, and we went to the ESPN zone to watch the game. And afterwards, we're paying our check, and they go back to SportsCenter with Van Pelt. And then Van Pelt's kind of doing the move where he interviews the broadcast team. And two of my buddies, one of which was wearing an orange blazer, and my other buddy was shaking his pom-pom behind the broadcast booth. They cut back to Van Pelt and goes, "Guys, I'm sure that was phenomenal, but I didn't hear anything you said because of the swinger and the orange blazer behind you." So that's the only thing is my buddy's getting on TV then.
Okay. Go ahead. What's next?
Jeff, the Washington Post has lost its mind.
Believe it or not.
So there are bad lists in the world, right? I mean, we see bad lists all the time. There are lists that rank Nashville barbecue above Memphis barbecue places, right?
Yes.
There have been bad lists.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to make a list
mm-hmm.
of the worst lists,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I could have anything higher than this list from the Washington Post.
Go on.
On the best Christmas songs.
Okay.
We were discussing this the other year, mm-hmm. I mean the other week, and you and I agreed that
modern Christmas music.
Your unpopular opinion was Christmas songs stink.
Yes.
And I disagreed with that. Mm-hmm. But then we came to because it's the season and we're trying mm-hmm. to get along.
Right. We're,
mm-hmm. We came to an agreement that modern Christmas songs stink.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional ones can
yes.
be good.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay. And there are some old ones that stink and there's some new ones that are good.
Yes.
But generally speaking.
Yes.
The new ones stink,
mm-hmm.
and the old ones are good.
The average traditional Christmas song
is pretty good.
Yes,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And then then I come upon this listing from the Washington Post of the best Christmas songs.
Okay,
I will tell you this. I think I already told you what it is, didn't I?
You did.
So, but literally, everyone out there right now, think about what could possibly be the best Christmas song. Okay. I will guarantee you, no one is thinking, no one. Like, some people are thinking, "Oh, Holy Night," right?
Sure.
Like, if they were like, "Oh, Holy Night, mm-hmm. the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's born." Like, I some people love that. It's grand, mm-hmm. it's soaring, mm-hmm. it's whatever. Some people like All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes.
Because it's catchy. That's one of the good modern ones, right?
Yes,
some people,
absolutely.
Some people like White Christmas because mm-hmm. it's Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yes.
just like... By the way, we're going to take ratings points away from the river.
Yes, absolutely.
Because what we're doing right
the
now.
The ones I used
some people are going to like Silent Night, right? Some people...
Joy to
some people
the
might
world.
Like Joy to the World. But now we're going through all the chestnuts, all the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Some, but there is literally no one out there thinking of this song.
Okay, that seems fair. I completely agree.
They're number one. They have 1 to 100. They're number one. Good King Wenceslas.
Have you been getting high?
Good King Wenceslas. Da, 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 da. I don't even know the words. Da, da, rum, bum, 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 bum,
you, when you told me Good King, when you told me that song, I had to think about it because it didn't even come to mind.
Okay, so then number two. Okay, number two is a modern one from a movie.
Okay. Is it All I Want for Christmas Is You?
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which is a cute song.
Fine, okay.
But it's not a top 10.
No.
It's not a top 10.
Fine.
Tell me when we get to one that should be in the top 10.
Okay.
Okay, that's two.
Okay.
I don't know this song. Underneath the Tree. Kelly Clarkson.
As a ride or die Kelly Clarkson guy, like through and through, she's my girl. It's fine because Kelly's fine.
But do you know this particular song? Here's the lyrics. You're here where you should be. Snow is falling and the carolers sing. Presents, such a beautiful sight.
It's not a top 10 song.
Like, it is not a top 10.
No.
Nobody's okay. Okay, so we're still, we've not gotten to a top 10 song.
I mean, I can play a taste of it if you'd like.
Let's hear a little bit of Underneath the Tree. It's quieter than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Starts, it's got a very peaceful, peaceful beginning to it.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the Tree.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, maybe we should skip Underneath the Tree.
Or the... Maybe, there we go.
You're here where you should be.
It's catchy.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never heard it in my life, but it's catchy. Hold on, let me hear a little more. Spirit from All I Want Is Christmas Is You.
I mean, it's got that spirit.
Is there a
it's an
chorus?
Underrated.
Is there a chorus? That's the chorus. Okay. All right, fine. All right, but it's not top 10.
No, it's not top 10. If you want to like put it on an underrated
list. I'll put it on my list of catchy new Christmas songs.
Underrated song, but that's not a top 10
song. Here's one. My first, this is number four on their list.
Okay.
I think you could make an argument it could be at the lower end of the top 10.
Okay.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes, I'm fine with that
Have
being a top 10.
Have Yourself
a classic.
Merry Little Christmas. Mm-hmm. May your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Nailed it.
Okay, so we'll, but even that arguable. So.
It's nowhere near the top
number
five.
Number five, another song I've never heard about, Dominic the Donkey.
Dominic the Donkey. Yeah, it's a really annoying song. It is a grating song. Like, it is. It falls.
Like I'm saying, this is the worst list I've. This is the worst list I've ever heard of all the bad lists. Okay, number six, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes, fine. Top 10 song.
Top 10. Not, I don't know if it's top. It would be lower end. The highest would be five or four. Can't be. But that's fine. We got two in the top 10. Maybe.
This is Dominic the Donkey.
Hey, chingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Come on, man.
The Italian Christmas donkey.
It's the left-wing media. You know why this is?
The failing Washington Post.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the representative of the Democratic Party? What's the symbol of the Democratic Party?
A donkey.
It's a donkey.
It's a very good point.
This is subliminal.
It's a very good point. They did it again.
They're slipping their own agenda into the top 10 list. Here's
side note.
Uh-huh.
Did you happen to see the president's coin flip on Saturday? That was electric. Say what you want about the man. When he pointed at the coin,
yes.
I have laughed. I've never laughed that hard at a coin. Like, that was just, it was so unbelievable to, like, just to behold.
Okay, here we go. Number seven. does not belong on anyone's list either.
Mm-hmm.
It's irritating.
Okay.
Deck the Halls.
Yeah.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
I mean, anytime I hear Deck the Halls, I just think of Chevy Chase and Christmas. Look, kids, a deer when he gives the bird. Deck the Halls. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Eight, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, that's a classic.
But I don't think it's top 10. Time of the year where the
scene setter.
I don't think it's top 10. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, not the Bruce version.
Okay.
Better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch out. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is. Nope, not top 10.
These songs just remind me of awful, like, second grade Christmas pageants.
What they've done here is they've settled on a lot of, like, 90s or 80s or 70s Christmas songs are in here. And then their number 10, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere I go. Nope. Before, and then...
Where's Vince Guaraldi's Linus and Lucy, the song from the Charlie Brown Christmas?
Let me see, too. I get down to... Where are they putting the real good ones? White Christmas.
Christmas song. Where's the Nat King Cole song?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is 21.
Mm-hmm. I was a bigger fan of White Trash Christmas, but again, a classic nonetheless.
This is appalling. White Christmas is 29.
Good God.
White Christmas is 29. Joy to the World is 33. O Holy Night is 36.
That's criminally way too low.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful is 41. And Silent Night. They somehow, which by the way, is the song that on Christmas Day in World War I, the opposing armies,
yes,
sang Silent Night.
Yes, in No Man's Land.
In No Man's Land.
Yes.
And they put that at number 44.
Yeah. Boo!
Boo. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Cock at your 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies. And then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
If you're looking for one of the largest selections of engagement rings at 50% off retail every day, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. If you're looking for top quality GIA certified diamonds from all over the world at just 10% over cost, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. And if you're looking for one of the largest selections of diamond stud earrings at wholesale pricing, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. Diamond hoops, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and more. Diamond Brokers of Memphis. It's a special place at the corner of Poplar and Brookhaven Circle where you get more diamond for your dollar. Let the knowledgeable staff at Diamond Brokers of Memphis help you find the perfect engagement ring or that special gift for the holidays. Be sure and let them know that you heard this ad. You'll receive an additional 10% off select items. Visit Diamond Brokers of Memphis showroom at 5134 Poplar Avenue. Also on Instagram, Facebook, or DiamondBrokersOfMemphis.com.
Sleep Sees Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner. That's where you'll save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. Named the best mattress store in Memphis in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. You know what I predict for 19? You know what my predictions for 2019 is? That Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner is going to be named the best mattress store. It's because it carries the very best names in mattresses. Serta High Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, complete line of Serta adjustable bases as well. Plus, if you're not shopping for a mattress this Christmas but want some furniture, signature design by Ashley Benchcraft. They got a whole showroom full of furniture there. You can make a pillow. Pillow sounds like a fine holiday gift. You can make a pillow at Sleepy Seas mattresses and furniture. Sleepy Seas has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's got nearly 500 positive reviews, more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. All kinds of financing options available up to 48 months. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional 10% off anything in the store. Sleepy Seas located 2790 Kirby Winton Road, the corner of Silver Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Call the store directly, 692-6200. Sleepy Seas by Michael Zander, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit orionfcu.com to learn more.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is The Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The time is ticking down. Get yourself the O-Call, ladies and gentlemen. For your holiday gifts, where shopping is a pleasure. Let's be honest. On the holidays, you want what you put under the tree to be special. And everything you can get from O'Call is special. Chock full of merchandise from all the best brands. Faherty, Peter Millar, Alan Payne, True Grit, and many more. All fall and winter suits, sports jackets now 20 to 30% off. Dress shirts from Gitman Brothers and Ledbury, now two for $199. Merino wool sweaters, just $99.50. These unbelievably beautiful car coats, $499, normally $599. And they just got a huge shipment of Peter Millar, from Peter Millar, brand new shirts, sweaters, and even more outerwear vests. Believe me, go to O'Call. It will fill you with the spirit of the season and will make someone very, very happy. Please tell them I sent you. We got to wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Okay, so I told you about a romance that, this sad romance that ended.
Yes.
This is from the Irish Post.
Okay.
Amanda Teague, 46, married the Haitian pirate.
Yes.
Jack, mm-hmm. The ghost of a 300-year-old pirate.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said that... taking to social media, she said, I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I'll explain in due course, but for now, I want to say to be very, very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with. Jack was executed for thieving on the high seas in the 1700s, and Amanda has had it with him. I hear, honestly, that he ghosted her. No, that's not really it. He was prone to booty calls. Their relationship was what it's on its last peg. And now she's dead to him. Okay, so now he's dead to her. I guess he's dead to her. That would be it.
I think he was always dead to her, wasn't he?
He was always dead to her. Yeah. Yes. So that thus endeth my bad pirate jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. They seem like a...
I mean, if they can't make it, who among us can?
What chance? If a woman, an Irish woman, and a pirate who's been dead for 300 years can't make it, what chance is there for the what chances are there for the rest of us? We will talk more about the NFL tomorrow because that's what we do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this. The Patriots lost.
How are you feeling about that?
It was a fairly shocking day though because you had the Bears over the Rams.
Yes.
You had. You had the Raiders over the Steelers.
Yes.
You had the 49ers over the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
You had the Colts over the Texans.
Yeah.
Like upsets up and down the line.
I mean, it was...
struck you?
My boy Jared Goff.
Okay, Jacob Baker Mayfield.
We're getting to that later.
Mahomes' throws are insanity.
Yes, he is now no-look passing.
It's so sad.
It's just unbelievable.
I'm in misery for the rest of my life over this.
My boy Jared Goff is just... His body language last night when it was cold was breathtaking to behold. He looked exactly like I would if I were out there. He was so miserable.
Not crediting the Bears. You're crediting...
No, cold weather. Jared Goff's QBR when temperatures are under 50 degrees, 18.2. 70 above, my boy's QBR is 82. That's a lot of range.
We'll do this. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, you mentioned him. You know I wasn't going to, like, let the whole show go. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
And Mayfield stepping up. Does he see something deep? He does. And the ball is going to be caught. Touchdown by Jarvis Landry. What a catch. And what a throw.
What a throw by Baker Mayfield. Now, this is what you talk about. Guys like Drew Brees, veterans of the game, they get off their number one, they get off their number two. Even though he's under a little bit of duress, he keeps his eyes down the field. So impressive for a young player.
He is so good at climbing the pocket, making room for himself, and then getting the ball down the football. But he lets it rip, man. He ain't afraid. Like, he puts his whole body into it.
You know,
he had Callaway around the outside.
I understand. We know that you got it right, but you got to credit the Browns.
100%.
That he was not the conventional pick.
Absolutely
Darnold
not. Darnold was the
and
same
he
pick.
He so clearly separated himself from every other rookie quarterback.
Yes.
I mean Darnold and Allen both had interceptions that I could have thrown yesterday. And Rosen's running for his life. It's hard to know. It's hard to judge.
He has faced the fourth fewest blitzes of any quarterback that qualifies, and he has the most pressures. So he's not getting blitzed, and they're just getting to him.
So he has nowhere to throw because they're dropping into coverage, and they're savaging him. So, but no, I mean, the Browns got it right, 100%. That's why you keep drafting quarterbacks.
Here's what's coming up next.
Except here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They are going to have Reagan Strange of The Voice, a finalist here from Memphis, 11:25. For Reagan, I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Mike Keith, of course, of the Tennessee Titans Radio Network, he's going to join me at 2:25 to discuss their big win from Thursday Night Football. GP in studio, Mark Giannotto will join him at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock.
There was some complaining about our singing.
I have no idea what they're talking about. I thought those were smash hits. I was waiting for a DM to offer me a contract.
I was thinking I might be the next Memphian on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. I think we go.
They've got Reagan Strange, but we have.
I think you're thinking
singing Christmas carols.
I think you're thinking a little too far down the line. That's a singing competition. We got to think the here and now. We got to think. Let's get a little extra holiday spending cash. I think we need the songs of the Jeff Calkins Show. As sung by us.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Have
Coming
a great
soon
day, everybody. We will be back then. But for now, our work here is done.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. And Howie, what is Love's Crossing?
It's a new jewelry design that gets its inspiration from your journey together.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
So true. What's great about it is it features cascading diamonds in sterling silver and in yellow gold, and it kind of curves around just kind of like life, and it's got twists and turns. It starts at only $199 and only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the perfect gift to celebrate your life together.
Available only at Robert Irwin Jewelers and free financing.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day, we'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
This holiday season, you're going to need a bigger stocking. That's because the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your list is a new Honda bike or ATV stuffed with awesome. Now's the time to give or get the ultimate gift at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event, like the Pioneer 700 or Pioneer 704 side-by-side. They have massive hauling and towing capacities and deliver serious performance thanks to their 700-class engine. And with the Pioneer 704, you get remarkable flexibility with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating that lets you carry two, three, or four occupants. And right now, you can ride off on one with some of the best deals of the year. Plus, get up to $500 factory to dealer incentives on select.